quite happy to have a all-star pitcher with us right now, speaking with Patrick Corbin of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's here to talk about the American Association of Orthodontists and facial protection for all athletes of all ages. We'll get to that in just a minute. But as we know, during the Cactus League, Patrick Corbin had to undergo Tommy John surgery, and he's out this year. So I guess, Patrick, where are you in the long rehab process?
Yeah, it's just in early stages. It's around the first month right now, and the biggest thing of this is you're just trying to work on your range of motion and making sure you get your full extension and full flexion back in your arm. And stuff going around, not having your full mobility yet. But the first month is usually the biggest part of Tommy John with getting that back.
Well, it's amazing to me in the last few years how many cases we've had, and as someone who covers the A's for their flagship station, I mean, both Parker and Griffin, Tommy John out for the year as well. And now we're hearing that, you know, maybe because the human physique, that we lift weights too much, and maybe the ulnar collateral ligament isn't designed to support the kind of the weight, because we didn't have these injuries in the old days. At least we didn't think we did. What do you think it is about that UCL that's so fragile, Patrick?
Yeah, I just, guys are getting bigger and stronger, and throwing harder and putting so much force on their elbow. But, I feel like the trainers and the staff that these Major League Baseball teams have to help keep their pitchers healthy is incredible. I don't know why or what the reason is. I mean, guys have said that the kids of our generation have thrown a lot when they were younger. But for me, I started late, so I don't really know what the real reason is. You try to do everything you can to stay healthy. I'm trying to do everything with your elbow, everything with your shoulder. And sometimes this still happens, but there's a lot of force in your elbow, and sometimes these things occur in baseball. But there's also a surgery called Tommy John that allows people to come back stronger and better, and you're capable of that if you keep up with your maintenance and everything for your elbow.
Speaking with Patrick Corbin, who grew up in Syracuse, three-sport athlete. I was too, but I was no star. He was a star, great pitcher, great basketball player, and a quarterback as well. And I would imagine being there next to the Carrier Dome, you think about being the next Mello, the next Donovan McNabb. I mean, what was it that you thought, okay, I mean, obviously baseball is the one where you're going to make the most money and have the longest career. I think you made the right choice, but how close were you going to hoop or football?
Yeah, no, I played 1 year of college basketball. It's just something I love to do. I just love to play as many sports as I could growing up. And I found out that I had a really good arm and was able to be a pitcher and further my career in baseball. So, I definitely miss all those sports and basketball, especially growing up in Syracuse, a big Orange fan. And it's tough to get rid of those sports. But, I'm fortunate to be where I am today to be able to still play baseball and hopefully come back from this injury and be back to where I was.
Okay, you're a high pick of the Angels, second round, 2009, and you're barely there a year, and you go to the D-backs because the Angels have to have Dan Heron. They send Skaggs along as well. Now, they wanted him back, so they send Trumbo down to you guys. But even though it was pretty brief into your career, what's it like getting traded, going from one league to the other?
Yeah, when you are traded, especially that young, I didn't really know what to think. And you think you did something wrong and someone's getting rid of you for no reason. But then you realize that a team really wants you, and they want you because you've been throwing well. So that's how I kind of looked at it and kind of had a chip on my shoulder that I just wanted to prove everybody wrong and just go out there and pitch as best I could. And I knew the Diamondbacks would give me every opportunity to make it to the big leagues. And it's a great organization over here. They treat their players well, and I couldn't be happier to be with a better organization like the Diamondbacks.
Well, and I think back to a year ago this month, and Angel fans very depressed about the fact that the May you had was one of the best months in the history of the major leagues. I mean, 5-0 with an ERA of a run and a half. How do you keep your feet on the ground when you're just mowing down big league hitters like that? Because you might think to yourself, wow, I didn't think it would be like this.
The game at sometimes seems easy, but it's really difficult. And it can turn just like that. And I mean, you never want to get too big of a head. You just want to always try to stay even keel and try to take every start and forget about your last one, whether it was a good start or a bad start, and just try to get better. And that's what I do as a starter. I try to improve, try to get better start by start. And those days in between my start, I want to forget about my last one and try to improve and focus on my next opponent.
Now, I got to know Trevor Cahill pretty well in his days with the A's, and, you know, very quiet, down-to-earth guy, but also a Star Wars maniac. Have you seen the Star Wars presence come out from Cahill down there?
I know he's really big into it, and I actually really haven't seen any of those movies, so I'm not too knowledgeable with it, but... yeah, I mean, that seems to be like one of his favorite things. He's always talking about it. And they have Star Wars Day, and I think they have it for him. So it's pretty funny that people come out for that.
A couple more questions for Patrick Corbin, then we'll get to the facial protection issue. You know, all-star game and, you know, pitcher of record. But at your age, in the fall class, I mean, in the midsummer classic, I should say, and having it count for home field and the just what was it like being in that clubhouse? And here are all these guys you're fighting against, like Dodgers and Giants, and now you guys are all on the same team. How cool was that?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys were awesome. Being at the All-Star Game in New York where I grew up was amazing, and having my family out there. But, it was something I never thought of or something I never could have dreamed of to be an All-Star in the Major League. So, I took everything and had a great time there, had fun with it, and... you never know if you'll be back there. So, it was a great experience for me. And it's something that I'd love to do again. So, just going to try to work hard and hopefully try to get back and try to get healthy.
One more question about the D-backs. And the skipper, Kirk Gibson, he looks, if you're just watching it on TV, he looks like he has the personality of a fried lobster. But he also looks like a guy that will protect his players and get their backs. What kind of guy is the skipper?
He's awesome. He's a great player's coach. The guys really take well to him. He's always studying the game, really knowledgeable. Guys want to come and play for him every day and work hard. And, that's the Diamondback way. Come out, work hard, whether you're in the lineup or you're not. Just be a good teammate, support the team. And, it's a long season, and these are things that he teaches and preaches. So, everybody knows the type of player he was. A hard-fighting player, and I think that's how he wants his teams to be as well.
Actually, I have one more question about a teammate. I got to know Brandon McCarthy pretty well when he was in Oakland. He hasn't brainwashed you to be a Liverpool fan yet, has he?
No, he's a funny guy, great guy, and he's a good teammate as well. And he hasn't got me on to that team.
All right, let's talk about the American Association of Orthodontists. You're here to promote facial protection. How did you get involved with this, and just exactly what is this?
Yeah, they reached out to me, and it sounded like a great idea for me who wears a mouthpiece when I pitch. So, it's just a great way to encourage kids and adults to consistently wear mouth guards and other facial protection gear at all times, and whether it's at practice or at a game. And for me, it not only helps protect my smile and my teeth, but in some cases helps your performance. Some mouth guards help open up your airways to allow you to breathe better, give you some more endurance. And as a starter, anything, any edge you can get to get further in the ball game, have a little bit more energy towards the end, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it also helps with concussions, too. If you bite down on it, that can help if you are hit in the head. And speaking of Brandon McCarthy, have you ever looked or got your hands on one of those hats that were approved with the shell in it? And what do you think of that?
I think it's a great step for baseball. I haven't seen one, but I know McCarthy has spoken out towards it with his injury that he has about that. So, I think it's a good step forward, and hopefully get some pitchers into it. It's all about safety in baseball, and it seems like more and more guys are getting injured in that case. So, whether more guys wear a mouthpiece or that head protection as well, I mean, these things can help prevent things and hopefully get the younger generation and younger kids in Little League to look into these things and not be fooled or and encourage them to wear these objects.
We've been speaking with all-star pitcher of the D-backs, Patrick Corbin. It is National Facial Protection Month. He's here on behalf of the American Association of Orthodontists. Patrick, best of luck with the rehab, and you'll pick up where you left off, hopefully, and we'll catch up with you down the road, buddy.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Very well.